God plans to remodel the present creation, replacing it with a creation which is different and better in quality and a fit habitation of God with His people through all eternity. This is a beautiful world in which we live. Consider the lofty grandeur of the mountains, the quiet beauty of the plains, the laughter of a flowing brook, the serenity of a still lake, the awesome power of the thunderstorm, the inspiring reverence of a clear sky. Yes, it is a beautiful world. But the world we see today, as beautiful as it is not as beautiful as it has been, nor as beautiful as it will be. In its original created state, our world was beautiful beyond description, and in its final state, it will have such beauty once again. The beauty of the present world is but a reflection of its former glory and a promise of its future glory. To appreciate the world as it was, as it is, and as it will be, it is necessary to turn to the Word of God. So I propose to share a series of 5 studies with you on the theme, All Things New. It is based upon a statement of the Lord Jesus recorded in Revelation 21:5. Behold, I make all things new. Write, for these words are true and faithful. The all things which God has promised to make new are the all things of the created universe. God plans to remodel the present creation, replacing it with a creation which is different and better in quality and a fit habitation of God with His people through all eternity. The original condition of the created universe was good. Now that term occurs 7 times in the record of Genesis 1. God decreed that the light was good, verse 4. The gathering of the waters and the dry land was good, verse 10. The growth of vegetation was good, verse 12. The ministry of the heavenly bodies was good, verse 18. The presence of water creatures and fowl was good, in verse 21. And the existence of land animals was good, verse 25. So 6 times God pronounced good over specific parts of His creation. The 7th time He said good was a summary statement by which the account is concluded in Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Now, what is the meaning of that term, good? It means a thing is perfect in its kind. It is excellent. It is able to accomplish the purpose of its existence. The term speaks of the absence of imperfection, and its repeated use testifies that every detail of God's creative work was absolutely perfect as it came into being at His divine word. But that good creation was cursed. Genesis chapter 3 recounts the tragic events of the fall of man. God had given Adam and Eve permission to eat freely of the fruit of all the trees of the garden, with a single exception. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, of which God said, "Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now that tree and that prohibition was the occasion of the fall of man and the cursing of the creation. Satan came to Eve with a lying temptation, saying, "Ye shall not surely die, ye shall be as gods." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now Satan's lie became evident immediately. They were not promoted as gods, but were demoted as humans. So judgment came upon all creation as a result of that original sin. First, judgment came upon the serpent. He was condemned to go upon his belly in the dust of the earth and eventually to be overcome by a son of the woman. Second, judgment came upon the woman. She was made subject to the government of her husband and given pain in childbearing. And third, judgment came upon man. He was sentenced to burdensome toil for his livelihood and was condemned to return to the dust of the ground from whence he came. And fourth, judgment came upon the created earth when God said, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake." Now that curse which came upon the earth continues to the present. Here is how God declared it. "Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. All evil things in nature are indications of that curse today. Consider the gradual degeneration of plants left uncultured. Remember the problems of drought, floods, hailstorms, tornadoes, and so forth. Observe how people in every part of the globe must work manually to make the soil produce sufficient harvest. The curse on the earth will continue to the end of the world. The fruitfulness of the earth has been blighted according to the purpose of God. For God said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake." Now, why was it for man's sake that the ground was cursed? Well, it was not proper for an imperfect man to dwell in a perfect dwelling place. The outward circumstances were made to match his inward state, so that man might know his wretchedness and seek the face of God. The degenerate state of the present world is not by accident nor by the whim of God, but to the purpose that man would feel his need of God and be ready to accept God's salvation. The earth is still blighted. Its present beauty is but a dim reflection of its former glory. God's plan of salvation includes the renovation of the earth as well as the restoration of man. So the cursed creation will become good again. God has made specific and repeated promise that He will remake the creation into the glory it had before the fall of man. The promise of a glorious creation is to be found in the Old Testament and in the New. Isaiah 65:17 expresses it this way, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." Isaiah 66:22 adds, "The new heavens and the new earth which I make shall remain before me, saith the Lord." And the New Testament takes up that theme. Romans 8, verses 19 to 22 speaks of the creation waiting in expectation and in pain, as if in childbirth, till it shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of God. And 2 Peter 3, verses 10 to 13 reports how the present creation will pass away with a great noise and fervent heat, all things being dissolved. And then the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to add these words, "Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." Yes, the promise of a new creation is a Bible doctrine. Remember that an imperfect man cannot live in a perfect environment, and the passing of the present earth, suited as it is for the habitation of fallen man, creates a problem. For what will happen to mankind when the material creation is perfected? Well, God has prepared a plan of salvation whereby a fallen man becomes a new creation in Christ Jesus. And those who are made new by faith in Christ will live in the new creation which God will make. Now, those who are not made new in Him will not live there. "For there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." So be sure you are saved by repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. And then you will be able to live in that glorious new creation which God will perfect.